Welcome to the Utney Cast. I'm David Shimke, Editor-in-Chief of Utney Reader. And today I want to talk a little bit about a piece we ran in the September-October issue of the magazine called Sharing War's Burden. We need modern rituals to heal our wounded warriors. The piece was written by Edward Tick, who's a psychotherapist who's been working with veterans for over 30 years. He's also the author of a number of books, including Soldier's Heart, where he gets into the subject of post-traumatic stress disorder. Last fall, I had the opportunity to hear Tick speak at the Bioneers Conference just north of San Francisco in San Rafael, California. After his talk about Soldier's Heart and PTSD, he was nice enough to sit down with a number of reporters. I was one of them, and the following is some excerpts from that conversation. We've decided to start with a segment of the conversation when Tick talked a bit about how he defines post-traumatic stress disorder.
It's been around forever, and as you're saying, correctly and appropriately, it is the universal human response to extreme threat and violence. Tracing the history of the condition from ancient times to the present, we know of at least 80 different names it's been known by through history. Soldier's Heart was the Civil War name. It was nostalgia and homesickness and what was his name? Da Costa's syndrome. And the Spanish in the Middle Ages called it to be broken. And I can't remember a lot of others right now, but we're loaded. Mm-hmm. Of course, shell shock and combat fatigue are the famous 20th century names. But over 80 names, people have recognized the condition forever. It's much more severe now under the conditions of modern technological warfare. And it's always much more severe when there are moral and ethical questions, when war is illegitimate. There's some evidence, some finding, that it's far more a condition of the invader. Mm. There's very little PTSD in Vietnam, which is counterintuitive to Western thinking. If there was trauma, there has to be PTSD. But Vietnam... they were defending themselves. They even say the Vietnamese veterans say, "I wasn't fighting Americans. I was fighting the invader." Mm-hmm. It didn't matter what country you came from. I was just protecting my family and my land, my village. So there's very little PTSD, and that demonstrates that the moral trauma is in the core of PTSD. Mm. And the betrayal of our moral sensibilities, the betrayal of those ideals we were supposed to be serving, is in the core. And some people, many people, especially men, really do want to strive for excellent ideals.
When Ed Tick was speaking to the Bioneers Conference, a few people protested during the speech, confusing Tick's message for supporting the troops with supporting the war. This is a common mistake among progressives, and given that Tick himself is a progressive who's also speaking in front of veteran groups often, I asked him about the confusions and misunderstandings that exist between the right and left, what he thinks can be done to bridge that gap, and how he thinks that could ultimately benefit veterans coming home from the war.
One of the strange things I've experienced in my career as a leftist in the world of veterans is that I've developed such not only love for my veteran brothers, of course, but also profound respect for the core, many of the core values that military people are striving to live up to. And I've met just so many extraordinary people who have such devotion, discipline, strive for moral excellence in themselves, believe in higher ideals, strive to give everything they have, willingness to sacrifice themselves. We as progressives might or would disagree with the ends, but they're with those values and the practices and training that try to create those values, they have a lot of real wisdom for how to create good human beings and good citizens. Unfortunately, on the left, we have really good end values of wanting to be peaceful and cooperative and enter into community and love each other. We don't have the same structure and discipline and lifestyle that creates strong and solid and devoted human beings who can live up to those values.
Tick was then asked what are some of the challenges that face him as a therapist when he works with people who are suffering from PTSD.
There's a complex hierarchy of respect and honor that veterans give each other based on how far out on the front lines you were. So vets themselves will say over and over again, the only real veteran is the guy who was way out front in this shit, and none of the rest of us deserve the honor and respect and support that he gets. Oh, one fighter pilot I worked with had flown over 200 missions in Vietnam, and he said, I'm not a combat vet. I slowed him down real slow, and I said, please take me with you on one time that you climbed into your cockpit, and let's just slow the process down and take me every inch of the way as you woke up in the morning and got your assignment and walked to your cockpit and climbed in. And so I had him remember anyone at random, and then I said, and what number was that? And, oh, number 178. And then I started to cry and leaned forward, and I said, you're telling me you climbed in this cockpit? This was your 178th time of climbing in where you might be killed and you were going out to kill other people, and you still want to claim you're not a combat vet? And then he fell into my arms and we cried together. But it was really slowing it down so that he could reclaim his own experience rather than continually denying his experience because he had so much justified concern for the guys on the ground he was supposed to be protecting. So we have to constantly come up with strategies for finding the way into where the pain is, because everybody's in pain over this stuff.
In his book, Soldier's Heart, Ed Tick talks a lot about Native ceremony around returning soldiers and warriors. In this segment of the interview, he talks about how other cultures hold their soldiers and warriors when they come home, and the mistakes we've made in the United States in bringing people back after way too long in the field and sending them back again too quickly.
In contrast to what we do, some of our Native American tribes would give extensive ceremony and healing and return ritual after one battle. So one of the models I use is a Papago ceremony of return. It was 19 days long, and it was given to a person after their very first exposure to the taking of life. So they could have been on the battlefield for 5 minutes, and their tribe would give them 3 weeks of return ceremony. And the ceremonies ritualize PTSD. This is back to our earlier point that PTSD is a universal response. Wise cultures expect PTSD and ritualize an acute phase of it in order to encourage the returning warrior to go through it and sweat out the poison. In contrast, we give our returnees nothing after one or two or three deployments, and we're pushing people far beyond human limits of endurance, of violence and stress and threat. And in fact, and the military knows this, in military psychiatry, there's, we've probably all seen civilian stress scales, and probably taken them in psychology classes. Military psychiatry has developed a combat stress scale. And the field knows how much combat a person can take, what kind of combat, how long they can tolerate the combat before the personality breaks down. This was developed in World War II. In World War II, military psychiatry determined that a month, 3 weeks to a month of intense combat of the European theater ground war variety in World War II was the most a person could take without breaking down.
Finishing up our conversation, Tick acknowledged that he was indeed in a friendly room full of progressive reporters, and so he talked a little bit about how he has to go out in the world and put politics aside and simply speak out for the veterans and their needs.
No, seriously, in the public sphere, I am very careful to be apolitical, to affirm that these wounds transcend politics, and that all of us as Americans of goodwill and patriotism need to be and should be serving our troops, and that moral trauma is in the heart of PTSD, and how we have to work with our troops is to find out how they feel about what they did. I never tell people what they should feel right. or shouldn't feel, right. what they should or shouldn't believe, but I insist that we have to investigate with our troops how they feel about any action they ever took. And so far, everybody I've spoken with in the military system agrees with that.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of the Utney Podcast. And we hope you get a chance to read the piece about Ed Tick in the September-October issue of Utney Reader called Sharing War's Burden, We Need Modern Rituals to Heal Our Wounded Warriors.